As I was preparing for this video on the bad boy, I came across a video by a YouTuber named Girl Gone Gamer in which she explains why good girls are attracted to bad boys. See the link below. For contrast, I present her conclusions here for comparison to mine. In her video, she concludes that good girls are attracted to bad boys because of three reasons. They're exciting because they're unpredictable, they're self-confident, and they're honest. This conclusion doesn't pass observations out in the field. I've seen guys that have these traits in spades but can't get a date to save their lives. I believe that the title is in fact wrong. It should be bad girls are attracted to bad guys. Before I dive into my conclusion, I'm going to take you back to my college days before I took the red pill. I remember having a conversation about the bad boy attraction phenomenon with a friend over a few beers. His sister had this thing for bad boys. She went from one bad boy to another. We were at a loss as to why women would be attracted to the bad boy. Do they like being treated like shit? We talked about it until the beers ran out and chalked it up to women, go figure. With blue pill knowledge, the solution isn't possible to grasp. It's like trying to solve a calculus problem with algebra. After taking the red pill and unplugging from the matrix, I've grasped the solution to the bad boy paradox that stumped my friend and I so many years ago. The answer is, women crave power above everything else. First off, you must realize that we're all animals, mammals, primates. We have the same drives as other animals, but we like to pretend we have somehow transcended this by being civilized. This seems obvious enough, but I remember being corrected by my fourth grade teacher. I got my test back and I went up to ask the teacher about it. I said, "Why did I get this wrong? People are animals." She said, "People are not animals, people are above animals." After being forced to recant that people are animals, I went back to my desk and, much like Galileo, I mumbled, "We are still animals." I didn't care what she thought or what some book said. I knew the truth. I guess there's something inside me that has guided me towards a red pill my whole life. Society clouds this basic fact to the point an adult will teach children we aren't part of the animal kingdom. One thing that helps facilitate this illusion of being above the animals is we don't have a mating season once or twice a year. We have mating season 13 times a year. Now you know the real reason the number 13 is unlucky. The number 13 is the means of your enslavement. Most species gather once or twice a year to display and or battle for female attention. We do it all year long. Men are programmed to display for women, and women are programmed to pick the winners being the most powerful males. If you look closely, you can still see this today. Let's look at a group of people that don't have political or economic power. They revert back to the most primitive display of power, physical power, which we like to call athleticism. Let's take a look at high school, where the most physically gifted play American football, where the largest, toughest boys get to compete for the attention of cheerleaders. In the most basic form, football is a rutting ritual. Next, let's take a look at dating services. Routinely, you will see women post, "Looking for men 6 foot and over." Again, women are looking for physical power. Logically, a 6 foot man will be stronger than a 5 foot man. How come you don't see ads from men saying, "Looking for women double D or over"? Because women do the selecting, just like out in the wild. Women have sexual power, men do not. Now getting back to the bad boy, why do women want a powerful, strong man? The answer is proxy violence. Unlike the football player, the bad boy will use violence in other settings besides the football field. Through sexual and emotional manipulation, the bad boy is used as a tool to inflict violence on her behalf. The power of victimhood allows her yet another tool to control her bad boy. He's a bad boy. Who's going to believe he didn't hit her? She owns him. And if he gets out of line, she has the white knights on speed dial ready to come to her rescue, so she can start all over again, right after she cries all over the nice guy friend she's been stringing along. The bad boy is like a gun or a vicious dog. They are tools of violence and power. They might hurt you, but most of the time they can be used in your favor if used correctly. Anytime you see a girl with a bad boy, you need to see her as the holder of the gun, the bad girl with the oh-so-innocent look. I leave you with this question. Who has more power? The battle-hardened knight that can break a man in half, or the queen who commands him to do so? Now on to the shout-out segment. First, I have a video recommend. Stardust has returned with a new video, Protectors, Providers, Nazis, and Prostitutes. It's groundbreaking MRA material. Go over to his channel and check it out if you haven't done so already. It's a home run. First shout-out goes to X-Heaven's Eclipse. I've never come across anyone more hypocritical than a feminist. Hate speech equals exposing their lies that destroy men. Oppression equals treating them equally. Anarch Eggers, a response to a woman who ran over her husband in a parking lot. I hope she's charged with attempted murder. There's no way a man would be charged with aggravated assault instead of attempted murder for running over his wife. Not a chance. But most of all, I hope if and when this man recovers, that he absolutely does not return to this crazy woman. Sigh. Subscribe to get the latest uploads, comment to share your thoughts, spread the word by giving a thumbs up, marking as a favorite, sharing, or embedding. And thank you.